USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The New York Post is reporting House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi has raked in tens of millions of dollars with her knowledge of the stock market. So it's no surprise that she is also blocking bipartisan efforts to prevent members of Congress from engaging in such activity. Lawmakers inherently have insider information. Pelosi is not breaking any laws, though. In 2012, Congress themselves enacted the Stock Act, letting members of the House and Senate buy and sell stocks using privileged information as long as they reveal their trades within 45 days of buying them. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, won his visa appeal against the Australian government on Monday. Australian federal court quashed the government's decision to cancel the Serbian tennis star's visa on Monday, ending his detention and appearing to clear a path for him to play in the Australian Open. The 34-year-old was fighting deportation and the cancellation of his visa over the country's very strict COVID-19 rules. New reports coming out of Australia, he has been rearrested. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we await the ruling from the Supreme Court on two of President Biden's vaccine mandates, Justice Clarence Thomas questions Brian Fletcher, the U.S. Principal Deputy Solicitor General.
Counsel, are you relying on 1302A?
The Secretary invoked, that's the Secretary's general rulemaking authority under the Social Security Act, and he invoked that general rulemaking authority as he typically does when he makes rules under the Act, but we're not relying primarily or on that. We're instead relying on specific authorities as to each category of covered providers that allow the Secretary to set standards that set the requirements for their participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
I don't understand what you just said.
I'm sorry. The answer is yes, but not only on 1302. We also have specific statutes that speak to each of the covered providers here.
So if I look at the language in 1302, which says that the Secretary shall make and publish such rules and regulations as may be necessary to the efficient administration of the functions with which each is charged under this chapter, you say there is more than that authorizing the Secretary?
Correct, yes.
What is that more?
So the more is set forth, it's different as to each category of providers. So take hospitals, they're the additional authority which authorizes the Secretary to set such requirements as he finds necessary in the interest of the health and safety of patients in Medicare and Medicaid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.